we try to make really bring peace, knowing that we really can't solve a problem with a war, you know. It doesn't really solve a problem, you know, feel like really killing someone. But whose problem am I going to solve when I kill someone? You know what I mean? So I figure the peace is the best thing. And that's why I go ahead and work with it, because it was a spiritual thing that happened.
Reggae, especially through people like Bob Marley, expressed the wishes and the sentiments of the people. Their protests came through music and through the song, and they said what they disagreed with and what they agreed with. And so you could find out really how the people were thinking by what songs they sang.
There is no question about the fact that music is intertwined with politics. And the songs reflect what happenings are taking place in political life.
The CIA would look upon the radical political content of reggae music as dangerous, because it would help to create a consciousness among poor people, among the great majority of Jamaicans.
He used to just see himself as a black man, a Rasta man, a ghetto youth, and somebody who had to fight his way out of it. And he really did.
Terrible, you know, who don't have no help. And not take no bribe from no one to fight it single handed.
This is the messenger.
I felt that politically what was going on in Jamaica should be definitely put in song, just like Dylan did. And I just thought that we have a voice now, and once he was through the door, he'd pull everybody else with him.
Rastafari. The messengers.